So we understand that Republicans and Democrats differ on, you know, climate change and what should be done about it, and whether or not they even trust the science itself. But apparently, if you dig a little bit below the surface, there are much more interesting numbers there. And it's not about the difference between Republicans and Democrats, but between Republicans and insane right-wing Tea Partiers. I mean, these are not 10-year-olds who haven't taken the classes yet. These are 50, 60, 70-year-olds who have grown up and just don't trust what trained professionals are saying.
I just don't understand people that would not trust an expert in a given field. Not everybody's correct, obviously, but as the general theme of experts, if you were to throw out your back, you would go to a chiropractor probably, and you wouldn't go to a podiatrist who's an expert in a different part of the body.
Well, we live in a country that believes in the literal existence of angels and believes in psychics and believes a black hole might have swallowed the Flight 370. Like, they have a lot of crazy beliefs. And usually those are relatively... That's possible. Those are usually pretty harmless. But here we're talking about something where even if we marshal all of our economic power and influence worldwide to do something about it as a country, we might not be able to stop it at this point. But we have to at least try, and yokels are stopping us from even doing that.
So that's a big problem, and I think that stems from a lot from misinformation. It also stems from, I've said this before, this isn't scientific, this is my guess. You know, they learn bad ways of thinking because they're overly religious. So they've learned how to just push facts out of the way. Somebody explained it, that the difference between a progressive and a conservative's views of solutions to problems is thus. Conservatives think their solution works because it's the right solution. Progressives think their solution is the right solution because it works. So like those are two different things, right?
It's a bit long to fit on a bumper sticker, but I like it.
Yeah, but you can put it on a t-shirt and then stuff it up your ass, you fuckface. Anyway.
I do like it, though.
Good night, everybody!